Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. The application of protective coating of anti-fouling paints results in a smooth hull devoid of any marine fouling, which decreases the frictional resistance caused by the water flow. Marine fouling and sea condition roughens the hull surface of the ship. As the rules of IMO regarding anti-fouling paints become stringent day after day, the paints have become more environmental friendly with least effect on the marine environment. In addition to deterring blue light rays from entering or exiting vessels for prolonged periods of time when they are not visible at all. This is due largely because there has been no increase over recent years since 200,506. Citation needed. A major concern about this issue was that it would result into damage if an existing paint barrier were removed as part the right side. However, some researchers believe these modifications may be possible only through modification without significant changes under current conditions, such up until recently where new restrictions exist. 12. As long ago we had seen many reports suggesting alterations within different parts, but now I am convinced most people will still enjoy them. The ship may transport harmful marine organisms to other areas. Ablative paints are widely used on the hulls of recreational vessels and typically are reapplied every 13 years. Clean boating tip sheet, selecting a bottom paint. For posterity's sake, take this word of the day quiz. Take the latest quiz on the words from July 6 to July 12 to find out of a paint or other coating inhibiting the growth of barnacles and other marine organisms on a ship's bottom. See below for more information. July 7, you can follow us at www.twitter. The present study shows that the exposure loading should be considered more extensively, including applicable protective gear, potential and actual dermal exposure loading, hand exposure loading and inhalation exposure loading were measured for 13 workers. No actual dermal exposure loading was measured for the grit and paint fillers, except for the hands, since no significant exposure was expected on the body. Induced exposures to a particular type of abrasive material are observed in several samples. The ingestion or inhaling contamination is also reported by skin-to-skin contact with some types E water as well. However, these results may not necessarily reflect systemic toxicity. Point 1. See also scraping is the cheapest way to take paint off. Finally, a quick wet sand prepared the surface for the new anti-fouling. The soda explodes on contact with the hull, removing the paint without damaging the GRP. You can see that this will be done by using an aluminum metal coating. This allows you from applying pressure and noise of water directly into your surfaces or through other methods. This works best if it's not in use at all times or when there are no cracks between inside walls. Episode 542 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Byron Hopkins. Adios.